I'm Dan Canatero. Schools are out early today due to an updated weather forecast predicted to affect Hastings, Prince Edward, Lennox, Addington, and Frontenac counties. Students will be leaving early. The decision affects students with Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic District School Board, Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board, Limestone District School Board. Secondary schools left schools at 11 a.m. today. Students that traveled to school on secondary buses were also dismissed at 11. All other elementary school buses are leaving at noon. A former CFL player has been charged with fraud in connection with a break and enter at his own restaurant. Mike Botterill faces charges of fraud after $5,000. Belleville police officers were called to a break and enter at the Cove on Dundas Street West in October of last year. A police investigation later revealed there wasn't evidence of a break and enter. Also charged with fraud over $5,000 with public mischief and 28-year-old Wade Ennis. They both have court dates next month. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers or Jeremy Ashley of the Belleville Police. Crooks better watch out as Crime Stoppers chapter Upper Loyalist starts up. The group was started by Police Foundation student Ryan Klatt and works to help students understand crime and safety better at Loyalist. They don't take tips or confidential information, but have lessons within campus security to help students with specific problems. The group organizes events to raise awareness, such as presentation for other police foundations, students, and Quinty Crime Stoppers. For more information, check out the Loyalist Crime Stoppers Facebook page. The president of Prince Edward Hastings Provincial Liberal Association says she is excited for Kathleen Wynne to take her place as premier. Denise Muke says Wynne will have an impact, not just provincially, but also locally.
Think because you're in an unheld riding, we're going to forget about you. Don't think because you're in a rural riding, we're going to forget about you. I'm going to make it my mission to go to every single unheld riding, every single rural riding, and show you that we're interested in your concerns.
Mook says Wynne is the best person for the job.
I think it is the absolute best outcome that could have possibly come. She's honest, she's humble, she's hardworking, and she's just an absolutely amazing woman.
Wynne made history this weekend. She will be Ontario's first female premier for Ontario and for the first openly gay premier for the country. She plans to meet with the Liberal today. Take a look at Canadian politics now. The NDP is trying to break into the House of Commons, proposing measures that would impose suspensions and even loss of pay for MPs who go too far in personal comments or attacks.
NDP House Leader Nathan Cullen uses a hockey analogy, saying it's time for a crackdown on the behavior of members of Parliament, just like the NHL is cracking down on violence on the ice.
We're trying to take the political headshots out of Parliament.
Cullen says bad behavior by MPs leaves voters cold and reduces public confidence in Parliament. He says the current system doesn't work because the rewards of misbehavior outweigh the penalties. Terry Pedrell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Turning now to American politics, another member of U.S. President Obama's cabinet is leaving. Reporter Mark Smith has more.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says in an interview with AP that after 4 years on the job, it's time for him to step down. LaHood's a veteran lawmaker and currently the only Republican in Obama's cabinet, though the president has nominated former GOP Senator Chuck Hagel to become defense secretary. LaHood's tenure saw high visibility projects to promote high-speed rail, improve roads and bridges, and battle distracted driving.
LaHood's departure brings to 9 the number of cabinet-level jobs Obama is filling at the start of his second term. Egypt's army's chief was warned of the collapse of the state if the political crisis rolling nation for nearly over a week continues. The warning comes as the country sinks deeper into chaos and lawlessness. Attempts by the Islamic president to stem a wave of political violence appear to have made no headway. Some of 60 people have been killed in the unrest that began last Thursday. Here's the sound of policing, fire, tear gas. The Harper government is stressing once again that there will be no Canadian combat mission in Mali. Following news, the Canadian Special Forces are in the African country. David Benn has more.
Defense Department sources confirm that Canadian Special Forces are on the ground in Mali, but the sources say they've been deployed solely to protect other Canadian personnel already there. The crews assigned to Canada's C-17 transport plane as it ferries supplies to French troops in the African nation. A spokesman for Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird says he can't comment on security specifics, but he's dismissing any suggestion that it's a step towards a combat mission. Prime Minister Harper has repeatedly ruled out direct military involvement in the French-led campaign to dislodge Islamic extremists from the northern part of Mali. David Bent, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 1205. 91X Sports is next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at H.R. Frank Conservation Area and Outdoor Education Center and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more info.
The Trenton Golden Hawks are finished up this weekend against the Trenton Golden Hawks finished up the weekend against the Pickering Panthers. Golden Hawks are currently first in the East Division. The Hawks seem to be running away with the division as they have an 11-point advantage on second place Dean Kingston. The Hawks' next game is Friday night in Lindsay. Sticking with hockey, there were some solid matchups around the NHL this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs look to bounce back from a bad loss on the weekend. The Buds are on the road to Buffalo. The Sabres won the season series last year and already beat the Leafs last week. The New Jersey Devils visit the Boston Garden to battle the Bruins. The Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara is coming off a 3-point night last night in Carolina. Neither team has lost in regulation this young season. As many already know, the big game is this weekend, the Super Bowl. It's media week at the moment, and the Baltimore Ravens have joined the San Francisco 49ers in New Orleans, where the two teams will square off in Sunday's Super Bowl. Both teams will be in the Superdome today for Media Day Circus. The 49ers are listed as a 5-point favorites in the championship game. A very light schedule in the association tonight. There are only four games in action on the hardwood. Warriors, coming off a big win last night in Toronto, are in a back-to-back as they battle Kyrie Irving and the Cavs. Detroit entertains Brandon Jennings and the Bucks. Dallas travels to Portland as they have a date with the Trailblazers powerhouse LaMarcus Aldridge and the Blazers. Lastly, the Lakers' modest two-game win streak is on the line against rookie sensation Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Hornets. News around the diamond today. Longtime Chicago White Sox player Frank Thomas wants to be in the first ballot Hall of Famer list. ESPN is reporting that the 18-year-old veteran believes he should be in the Hall of Fame. Thomas belted 521 home runs in his career and was never linked to steroids thus far. The Big Hurt his career high was in 2000 with the Sox when he had a monstrous year with 43 home runs and 143 RBIs. Both were career highs. Send us your team or league score. Email sports, 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. At 12:07, it's minus 5 degrees. Cloudy, freezing rain beginning near noon, then changing to periods of rain this afternoon of a high of plus 4. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Dan Canatero. News is next at 1.